Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pod.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. High noon in the District of Columbia, and we are excited to jump on the Rude guest hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Talk to our friend, Mr. Sam Cosmi, Commanders, right guard. Sammy, what's up, dude? How are you?
Hey, what's up, JP? How we doing?
What up, Sam? How you doing, brother?
Doing good.
We're going to get to more fun stuff, but let's address Sunday's game. What was that film session like yesterday? I know DQ calls it Tell the Truth Monday. I imagine that was some hard truths.
Definitely didn't start off the game how we wanted to. Just really being critical of everybody's collective mistakes that led to, the outcome that it came to. We dug ourselves in a hole. Tua was almost impossible to try to get out of it. So not a great day in that aspect, but obviously got to learn from those mistakes and try to get better. And move past that and get on ready for the next one. So that was pretty much what we did yesterday.
Now, Sam, I always feel like the big guys run the football team. I know everybody want to buy the jerseys of the skill position player, but I believe I always call it the engine and the transmission. If that O-line and D-line are working, I think your football team's going to work. What's been conversation with you all, the offensive line, of how you can get things going again?
Yeah, the biggest thing right now is we are the healthiest room in the building. Right now we're kind of telling them, hey, man, put it on our shoulders in whatever way that is. So we're gonna try our best and our damnedest to get this offense going. And obviously, protect our guy Marcus back there and do what we need to do to get this offense rolling.
Early in that game, there was a call against Biadasz for a blindside block. And you guys had gotten the first down, you're moving the football, and then you get that penalty. I had a tough time with that call. I'm not trying to get you into trouble, but if you want to comment on the penalty, I understand if you don't want to. But what's it like when you go from first and 10 to first and 25? Like, how difficult does that make things early in a game like that?
I mean, very difficult. I mean, it's not a great way to start off a drive to already be in the negative. When it comes to that penalty, it's such a bang-bang penalty,
Right.
I don't think it was necessarily intentional. I think he just...
It looked shoulder to shoulder to me.
Yeah, he was just trying to get in the way. You could play at both sides of the ball. I'm always in the fairness of calls on both sides. I'm not going to be biased in calls. And I kind of like to, that's the right call, or that's a BS call. For the ref's perspective, he's just doing his job and it's a quick play and they see it based off of, clips of, something happens really quick. So from that perspective, the coaching point is just to probably just put your hands out. Make it, that much more visible to ref that, hey, I'm not trying to do that. So it's not going to be let it. We always say don't let it in the ref's hands to make those decisions. So that's how I kind of view that. So,
and then the least fun part of the night. I mean, there were a number of injuries. Luke on the first snap, Lattimore, you know, later on in the game. But then when Jaden goes down, just what do you guys say to each other? I mean, I saw kind of the emotional response on the field. Everybody was there. What is that moment like?
I mean, it's got, like I said, in my post-game interview, it was gut-wrenching. I thought it was his leg at first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, but it was his arm. I mean, that's just, it's not what you want to see from your cue. And, I mean, it just took everybody's breath out of, you know, just sucked right out. So, you know, from my perspective of the fans, I'm just happy it's not his throwing arm. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy it's not a leg. Yeah. And I'm happy it's just, you know, the other arm. Obviously, you don't want that to happen. So all I can do is just pray for, like, really fast recovery and healthy recovery and doing everything in our power to get him back. But, you know, on the positive note, at least it's not saying that's going to affect his ability to perform in the long run, if that makes sense.
No, so, yeah, totally.
You know, Sam, I've been out the game over 20-something years, but I still have a mindset like a player. And yep. I know it was so many people like, we shouldn't have been in there, should have been there. Just for you and your own self, let people understand the mindset of a player. Once you're on the field, you're locked in. You don't ever think about, oh, I'm coming out the game. I want to be out there.
Oh, yeah, 100%. There's not, like, until they call your number and say, hey, you're done for today or what's going on, you're locked in. You're battling. Like, we always say, like, the guy across from you is trying to, quote-unquote, take your money. So, being able to be out there, and, you know, he's trying to hurt you and vice versa. So you can't let up in any shape or form. So in our perspective, we got to be locked in. We got to be intentional. We're not trying to make mistakes. We're not trying to just be lazy or do anything like that. From my perspective, that's how I carry myself. So unless your number is taken out of the call and they're like, hey man, it is what it is. You know, we're going to take you out. Okay, I got you. Just not our day. Or, you know, it like I said, we're always in there trying to battle.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that.
Talking with Commander's guard Sam Cosmi here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Today, I don't even know that you know this, but today is the NFL trade deadline. Is that even on your radar?
Not on my radar, but I know it is. I know it's the, I mean, I've been seeing a couple things that, you know, teams have been making trades. I knew it was a trade deadline. I think that's kind of just, you know, on it, you know, a lot of people's minds today. So it's kind of hard to avoid. But I knew that. It's a very interesting day for sure. A lot of things happen.
With that in mind, like, what's it like? Like, I know you're not a big social media guy. You kind of stay off it. You kind of pay attention today, just, you know, knowing who, like, I mean, because this time last year, you guys acquired Marshawn Lattimore.
Yeah.
Maybe the situation is a little different, but as a player, do you pay attention for it?
Not really, no. Like, right now, I'll be honest, I'm not really on social media much. If I do get anything, it's from a couple of my buddies sending a text or my dad. I'm really out of the loop on a lot of things. As you can see, when I didn't know Terry was going to be not going to be in the game, I think that's the best thing for me specifically to mentally prepare for a game and just focus on my opponent and not let outside distractions affect my emotions going into games. And like the thing I always say to myself is, if I can come in the building each and every day and try to make myself better, it's just going to make the team better, because the only thing I can really control is myself and my attitude. And so, yeah, I just don't really let social media dictate how my emotions are going to be. So I honestly really haven't paid attention much to it.
I think that's the best place for you to be. Let's talk about something more fun. You guys still do the lineman dinners just about every week regularly?
Yeah, we do them regularly. We haven't done them as much because of the prime time games. Just late and how it kind of we're trying to get our bodies back. But for sure, we'll probably do one this week because we just have a regular week. And then we'll do some in Madrid for sure.
A lot of you guys live in the Ashburn area. Where are like some of your favorite spots to go?
So Clyde's is a regular for us. We tear that place up all the time. It's like it's an old like mansion that's turned into a restaurant. I don't know if you've ever been there. Yeah, I think they have another one.
There's a bunch of Clyde's. Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you get?
Oh, dude, we get all the appetizers, like whatever appetizer you can think of. The wings there are great. The all the dips they have over there is great. I normally just go with a steak, some mashed potatoes, but their fried chicken rice bowl is fantastic. I'll get that order to the house some nights. Normally that's our good go-to, or a typical fat man fashion, we'll go to like Five Guys.
What's your go-to at Five Guys?
You know, JP gets the small burger at the Five Guys, and he can barely eat that.
Damn. I get a cheeseburger. There should be no cheeseburger.
He gets the little kid's burger. It's basically what he gets.
Honestly, that's what the guys do. There's a meta that they have when it comes to the. They normally go for three singles because they said that the ratios. This is true fat man talk right here. that the ratio from bun to patty to the condiments to everything is the way to go. I don't go that route. I normally go with, typically, I go with two double cheeseburgers. I normally maybe get a hot dog.
Ooh.
The dogs are pretty good, yeah. And then a regular fries and a drink, and that's normally my go-to.
The fries are good, dude. The fries, I love. You go vinegar on your fries.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pod.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I've never done that.
You should try it, dude.
Don't.
It's good.
It's horrible.
What do you think about Old Bay on the fries?
You know, I kind of like it traditional. I love the fact that they... I love being able to go there and seeing the ingredients being made, unlike like a McDonald's, you know?
Sure.
I like that they do it fresh. I like that the fries, you could taste that they're better ingredients. Obviously, it's going to be a little bit more expensive. That was me in college. I would never go to Five Guys because it was too expensive for the burger, in my personal opinion. But now I was just like, hey, you know,
I can afford it now.
I can afford it now, you know,
when I fly to DCA, it's a Five Guys right by the gates I normally fly out of. And I normally get on the plane with a Five Guys burger and some fries.
It's solid, man. It's a good burger.
Because you know that stuff burger. They sell you on the plane. You don't know how long that stuff been there.
100%.
What is the look of the person behind the counter when, I don't know how big the crew is, 7-8 of you, 7-8 incredibly large humans roll in to get burgers and fries?
Normally they say that they look back to the cooks back then and said, you know, We got a big crew coming in. But the normal thing is that you guys have to play football. I'm like, yeah, we do. You guys got to be the Commanders because it's right next to here. They know the park was right here, so we go right to the one closest to us. So they kind of know that we're regulars that come through. But yeah, it's normally a fun because like the people in there are just staring at us, you know, and then you have your Cajun fan, like, person come up to you. He's like, I'm a big fan. So, you know, we always show love to the fans if they see us in there.
Does
any fan ever try to pick up your tab?
No.
I hear all these fans talking about how big of fans y'all. No. Pick up their tab when you see them. Hell.
No, they're looking at us. They're like, they're good for it. you know, that's funny. That's a pretty big tab right there.
Yeah, I mean, at Five Guys, for you guys, I mean, you got to be talking $250, $300?
More than that, Jay.
Yeah. I mean, my order is about $40, you know, with the two burgers, fries, drink, and a hot dog.
What
of us order stuff from Five Guys and is over $100?
Right. That's true.
Doubt that.
What is your soda of choice? What do you drink at Five Guys?
You know, because they have like the little machines that do all the syrups.
Oh, you mix it up?
No, I don't mix it up. I'm not one of those guys.
Good,
I'm
that's gross.
I'll go like, you know, like a vanilla Coke is something I'll change up when I get there. Something I normally don't do, but it's something like Coke or Dr. Pepper, something like that.
Sure.
It's good for you that JP says because a doctor made it.
He's from Texas. He's got to be a Dr. Pepper.
A doctor didn't make it, JP. It's just a name.
I'm sure that's a lot of people's philosophy right there.
Sam, one day I'll have to tell you about Dr. Pepper Clear. That's definitely good for you. You mentioned the fan encounters at Five Guys. I imagine at Clyde's you have like a reservation, right? And they probably put you guys in a room.
Yeah, they put up a like upstairs room that they have. You know, normally when we do go to Clyde's, we take the cues with us. So it's not just us, it's the quarterbacks as well. So
what is Jaden's order at Clyde's?
I don't know what Jaden's order is. He goes there and he's pretty chill and we crack a couple laughs. It's just kind of, you know, I don't know what his order is, honestly. I'm sure it's something like something. He doesn't look like he eats much, so something small, the kids meal, I don't know.
So when you guys do the Clyde's dinners, who calls ahead? Is it like Porter doing that, or is it like,
no,
I could see like Allegretti being kind of organized.
No, yeah, Nikki's normally, but it's actually Sam Hartman. Takes care of it. Yeah, Sam's a guy, so we gotta put the pretty face up there, so you know they take care of us a little bit more.
Does Sam eat like quinoa and avocado and a grilled chicken breast?
Whatever he has to do. I just saw he put out that there's a like a little ad he put out or something like that, and of him like taking care of his body and stuff like that. I'm like, I could never do that. There's no way some company would come after me and tell me, hey, can you do this? I just don't have the body to do that. So Sam, I'm sure it's just like a nice filet or something like that, some like a small filet or something, you know, and like you said, something, no carbs, nothing like
definitely
that.
Definitely no carbs.
Salad on the side.
What is like the weirdest fan interaction? So, I mean, you got 8 offensive linemen and 4 quarterbacks rolling in. There's got to be people that freak out.
No, so normally it's like straight shot. Like it's walk through the doors, go up the stairs. Like smart. It's, they do a good job there. So, and it's pretty, I mean, it's a massive place. It's huge. So we normally are able to get in and out pretty scot-free.
Okay. There you go.
That's cool.
How is, I know you guys are expecting what, next month?
Yeah, in about 6 weeks from now, yeah.
How's everybody holding up?
You know, they're doing great. Mama's great. My little daughter, she's doing amazing. I don't think she knows what's about to happen, but we keep on trying to remind her, and she knows she likes going in. And my son's name is going to be Tate, his room. So we play in his room all the time, and we say, hey, Tate's about to come. And you know, I think she's really excited. She doesn't really know. She's almost 2. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, my wife was just telling me today, he's like, listen, we bye week comes around, we got to get everything going, everything wrapped up. I said, that's what bye week's for. So don't worry, we'll get everything done. She's looking at me like, I'm looking at the list. I'm like, golly, I haven't done nothing.
I'm sure you're excited for your bye week to be putting together cribs and whatever else is involved in getting things operational. Sam, thank you for making time for us, dude. We'll see you tomorrow. I will not be the first to bug you with a camera in your face, but should others do it, I will then join.
Yeah, of course. I know. It's all good.
You know the deal.
All right,
probably
Sam.
Probably going to be Scott again. All right, guys.
Be cool, brother. Take care, man.
Thanks, dude.
All right, guys.
All Bye. Right. That's Sam Cosmi from the Commanders. You got to be able to these guys have lives, too, man. Hopefully people understand that, right?
They do. Oh, yeah. Yeah. But people don't.
We still got folks on hold. I know.
People do not.
We still got folks on hold. I want to run through the Cooked Index because I have a tough question for the Cooked Index. Barstool Nate will join us at 1. Nobody go anywhere.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday, wherever you get your pods.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.